Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The solar eclipse is headed our way this afternoon. National Solar Observatory physicist Ryan French with more on the path.
Hawaii will actually see a partial eclipse before anyone sees anything. And it crosses, makes landfall in Mexico in a city called Mazatlan, then crosses the border into the U.S. around Eagle Pass, then passes up through the U.S. all the way to the top right corner, going over a few major cities along the way. It goes through upstate New York, Rochester, Buffalo, up through into Maine, and across to Canada as well.
6 months into the Israel-Hamas war, the IDF has now announced it is withdrawing some of its forces from southern Gaza. Talks also continue in Egypt on a more permanent ceasefire and hostage release. Crews in Baltimore have begun removing the containers of the cargo ship Dolly that brought down the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. South Carolina keeping its perfect season intact with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the women's NCAA championship game in Cleveland on Sunday. This is ABC News. One person under arrest after a suspicious fire at a Vermont office, the office of Senator Bernie Sanders.
35-year-old Shant Sagamonian has been taken into custody. He's accused of entering Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington, Vermont office on Friday, spraying a door with liquid and then setting fire to the door with a lighter. No one was hurt in the blaze, and Sanders was not there at the time. The Department of Justice says the case is being investigated as arson and that no motive was immediately clear. Sagamonian could face up to 20 years in prison and up to $250,000 fine if convicted. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Gas prices in overdrive in California. The statewide average up to $5.34 a gallon. Nationally, the average begins at about $3.59. A Supreme Court justice in Brazil is adding ex-owner Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also ordering a separate investigation into Musk over allegations of obstruction. Over the weekend, Musk threatened to defy a court order demanding certain accounts be blocked. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today talking about a new student loan forgiveness program.
That plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates.
Michelle Franzen reporting. Southeastern Wisconsin is the best part of the state for catching a glimpse of today's partial solar eclipse. That includes Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Lake Geneva, and Janesville. The forecast calls for clouds over much of the rest of Wisconsin, especially to the north. Wisconsin is not within the path of totality, so the effects here aren't optimal anyway. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Copper Falls State Park invites nature advocates, partners, and volunteers to partake in the magic of the solar eclipse on April 8th from noon to 3 p.m. From 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., participants can build their own pinhole projector box for safe eclipse viewing without special glasses. Bring your own rectangular box, the longer the better. For more information, feel free to contact Ellie Williams at 715-209-5920 or email membership at friendsofcopperfallssp.org.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's a contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Service. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight, but the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight's showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne.
Down, let 'em up, let 'em up, hold 'em tall, hold 'em tall. key. Don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke. So you should already know.
Lay back and smell the sun. Bank. I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want it to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. Yeah, this is my wish. I hope you never look back, but you never forget.
Flats there, 98Q Country with My Wish, and that song, I'm Gonna Make You Feel Old Now, is really considered a country classic now. Sorry about that. 6:29, how you doing? Monday morning, 8th of April. We got a little rain out there. We still can use some rain. Remember, we didn't get anything for like 4 months. Remember that? Remember winter? I mean, what wasn't winter? So we need the precipitation now, so we'll put up with a little bit of precipitation here. It looks like the things will lighten up through the day today, and not going to be a total washout today, so you might still be able to slip outside and take the dog for a walk. The big news this morning is our NCAA bracket contest, our morning show NCAA bracket contest. So here's the scoop. We're down to the championship game tonight. And by the way, how about the Iowa South Carolina championship game for women's yesterday? Goodness gracious, that was good. I want to see the ratings for that. That had to have been big. Very fun game to watch. So Patricia Butler's in the driving seat. She's in the driver's seat. Patricia Butler, if Purdue wins tonight, you win it all. You got the whole thing. That's the good news. If Purdue loses tonight, you get nothing. In fact, I was watching
Willy Wonka was on somewhere yesterday.
I was watching that.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, ma'am. Patricia, you're all in tonight on Purdue. You win it all if they win it. If Purdue wins it, Mike Plemon will take second place. Derek Smetak, it looks like, would take third. And fourth place would go to Robert Crace. That's if Purdue wins tonight. If UConn wins tonight, all those four names I mentioned, you're out. You're all out.
You get nothing.
We get it.
You lose.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Thank you. Jason Breitenfeld will win it if UConn wins tonight. And Clifford J. Butler will finish in second. And Craig Cummings and Dave Sherwinski will finish tied for third. We'll have like a WrestleMania wrestle-off cage match to see who gets third and fourth if that happens. Look forward to that. So that's, wait a minute. Oh, we got another one. We have a three-way tie. Could be a cage match. All right. Is that right? We have Jason Breitenfeld, Clifford J. Butler, Craig Cummings. Oh, and then Dave Sherwinski and Mike Plemon would finish tied for fourth. I think I had that order. Let me say that again. If... Come on, you got nowhere to be. Jason Breitenfeld first, Clifford J. Butler second, Craig Cummings third, and David Sherwinski fourth. Okay, if UConn wins it, so that's your top four. So we got eight people that are all in, all or nothing, for Purdue or for UConn tonight for the championship game. Over $500 in gift certificates sitting right here on the counter. We're waiting to be handed out. So thanks, everybody, for being a part of that. We are going to bring you twice an hour here on the morning show. We get you a little news, get you a little sports. So ABC is going to get us updated right now at 6:32.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The solar eclipse is headed our way this afternoon. National Solar Observatory physicist Ryan French with more on the path.
Hawaii will actually see a partial eclipse before anyone sees anything. And it crosses, makes landfall in Mexico in a city called Mazatlan, then crosses the border into the U.S. around Eagle Pass, then passes up through the U.S. all the way to the top right corner, going over a few major cities along the way. It goes through upstate New York, Rochester, Buffalo, up through into Maine and across to Canada as well.
6 months into the Israel-Hamas war, the IDF has now announced it is withdrawing some of its forces from southern Gaza. Talks also continue in Egypt on a more permanent ceasefire and hostage release. Crews in Baltimore have begun removing the containers of the cargo ship Dolly that brought down the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. South Carolina keeping its perfect season intact with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the women's NCAA championship game in Cleveland on Sunday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new Wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cows doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, April 9th, it's Prentice hosting Phillips for softball. Join us right here on 98Q Country at 4:45 to hear it all brought to you live. You can also find us online at 98QCountry.com or on the free Civic Media mobile app. Again, that is Tuesday, April 9th at 4:45 for Prentice hosting Phillips softball. Local sports brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
At home again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks went into halftime with an 11-point lead and still lost to the Knicks 122-109. The Bucks have now lost four in a row. Is it a lack of effort, Damian Lillard.
If you let teams start to believe and feel good about themselves, runs happen. You know, I think that's kind of been the story of these last, you know, four or five, six games. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better.
The Bucks host the number one seed Celtics tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers bashed the Mariners 12-4 to win the series. A home run for Willy Adames, two home runs for William Contreras. So what did they ask the jokester, Pat Murphy, after the game?
You know, Adam McKelvey in the third row.
With all those close games to start the year, how nice is it to happen where you score early and maybe everybody can just breathe a little?
That's a really shitty question.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com, founded by a family of leaders in the diamond industry for more than a century. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Come clean with Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 to receive 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight, but the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
It's just an old beat up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here now, he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat top guitars, had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in.
We certainly had some acceptable weather. Yesterday was a little bit breezy, but Saturday was certainly a keeper. We'll get a little rain out of the way here on this Eclipse Monday. It depends on where you go and which tourism agency you talk to, but it seems to be pretty much a common theme that the eclipse is not going to be that great, because you just won't be able to see it because of the heavy cloud cover. So we'll see what happens this afternoon. If it gets a little bit darker and owls start flying around in the middle of the day, I don't think that's going to happen. it's now become a new holiday now, the eclipse. It's a tourism. I saw a story over the weekend. Certain town will take in $3.1 million in revenue. People coming to see the eclipse from where they're in. I get at the moon and the sun and overlapping. I get that. It is kind of cool. I'm not going to plan a vacation around it. I mean, if it's happening, I'll go out and do something that our parents and grandparents said don't do. You spend your whole life people saying, don't look at the sun. Don't spend too much time in the sun. Sun's bad. Sun will give you skin cancer. Sun of this, sun of that. Sun, son of a gun. And then now the eclipse comes around and they're like, look at it. Here's a box now. You can just, apparently you can now construct your own box at home. And you can, like, close one eye, and it's okay to look at it for, like, a half hour. I don't trust it. I don't trust the sun. It's 93 million miles away, but it still can burn my retina. I respect it. I respect that. So we'll see. The cloud cover, again, our forecast today says that it'll be mostly cloudy with a bit of rain today. So we'll see what happens around eclipse time this afternoon. Whether or not we get a good look at it, it's not like it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It'll happen again. And on average, what is it, 18 months or so it happens? On average, it can go longer than that. All the news and sports will get you updated here. By the way, they're going to play baseball today. The Shawamigan boys scheduled a baseball game against Hurley today. So we're hoping the rain will hold off this afternoon. They'll get that in. It's a 5 o'clock start for that ball game this afternoon from Armstrong Field here in Park Falls.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Please join us at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips for our First Memory Cafe, Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. Our Memory Cafe provides a fun, comfortable environment for people with early-stage memory loss, their caregivers, and anyone looking to engage in brain-challenging activities while socializing and learning with fellow community members. Our Memory Cafe will host free activities, games, refreshments, and more. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, 715-339-1052. We look forward to seeing you.
Save big money on everything for your roofing project. Now at Menards. Atlas shingles are durable and feature a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 mile per hour wind rating. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Check out Menards' options of Atlas shingles in store or online at menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight. But the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
County Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bed. Straight for him. I'm going home, rolling over my shotgun, wave on the door, about a cigarette. He was a fire, well, now he's got one. He ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a rag doll. No, that sound, that's no real man. I wanna show him all the little girls of my
for new breakfast cereal, doesn't it? Start. I saw a box of cereal over the weekend I'm going to talk about a little bit later. It was all plant-based, and it was priced at a price that just had me literally stopping for like 2 minutes and looking at it. So more on that. It wasn't called gunpowder and lead, but it should have been. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us moving here on this rainy Monday, the April the 8th. Focus on the Family is being brought to you this morning by Park Pharmacy.
A lot of women have dreamed of their wedding night since they were little girls. Well, file this one under Honeymoon Horror Stories and let it be a teachable moment for every newlywed couple out there. One bride-to-be told her fiancé, "I've always wanted my honeymoon night to be in a sunken living room with a fireplace surrounded by candles." That's not an easy request to fulfill, but give her husband credit. He did it. The guy actually found a hotel suite, and it fit the description. When they arrived after the wedding, a fire was burning in the hearth, and candles were washing the room in a romantic glow. Sadly, the evening went downhill from there. As soon as he carried his new bride across that threshold and laid her head back in that nest of candles, wham! Her hair caught on fire. Her husband immediately pulled her to the bathroom and put her head in the toilet to put out the fire. Yep, all of that on their wedding night. Now, I know a lot of unusual things can happen on that particular day. The problem is, a ruined honeymoon is often the beginning of a ruined marriage. I hope your special day goes off without a swirly, but even if it doesn't, don't let it overshadow the importance of your marriage. Turn your disappointment into a memory you can both laugh about later. With the right attitude, your honeymoon horror story can become a fairy tale relationship together. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and all the storage you need. Get the network you want on the iPhone you love, only on Verizon.
It is going to be cloudy with some rain today. We may get a quarter inch or even a little more by the time everything winds down late tonight, but the bulk of the rain will fall today. 53 our high, the wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. A few lingering showers tomorrow, clearing late in the day with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Brand new country.
I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone drop. I love Jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98 Q Country.
Streak, yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet.